My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Good morning, Metroplex. Happy NFL opener day. It's Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. We got Peyton running things behind the glass live on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube, and we have a ton to get to. We're going to be joined by NBC5 this morning for a little NFL and Cowboys preview, and we have Jerry Jones sitting down for over an hour plus with Stephen A. Smith at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. Babe Laufenberg is going to join us for the first of his weekly segments at 8:40. Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com, and yesterday, Bobby, you were hanging out with Stephen A. and Everson Walls.
Yes, Stephen A. and I, longtime friends. Yes. It was good to see him. Good to get. No, honestly, this is who Chris Arnold is. Like when people think maybe we're like joking or like there's no way those CA stories are true. They're true. He is the Forrest Gump of radio. He's involved in every major story. And Stephen A. walks in the Star and has to go right up to Chris Arnold and say, Chris, what's up? And then he's asked him about, like, well, where's Clarence? I got to catch up with Clarence. And so I got a chance to say hello, and I made sure to identify the outlet. I almost said, just as a bit, Bobby Belt 105, the fan.
Wait, when you say he's the Forrest Gump of radio, do you mean like he's everywhere or he simps for a girl that wants nothing to do with him until she absolutely needs him?
No, it's definitely the first part. There is no simping with Chris Arnold. Okay. People simp for Chris Arnold.
What did you pick up out there?
You know, yesterday it was Micah Parsons. Is every time he steps up there to talk, it amazes me where it's like, is he just this off the cuff? And is he this like you know, is he just this smooth talking to people? Or does he come in there with stuff that it's just like he thinks through every angle of what am I going to be asked? What are the discussion points? And I'm going to have this stuff loaded up because it's always so smooth and clean and extended. And so he was good yesterday. There was a lot of weird points that he made, I thought. But overall, I mean, I thought he was really good.
Micah Parsons on what he wants to be this season. I think this is the clip where we get the assassin.
It's the killer, the hitman, and the assassin. You know, the killer, he's sloppy. You know, he's probably going to get caught. You know, he's not very good at what he does, but he's a killer. You know, he's raw on the streets. Call it like that. And you got the hitman. The hitman might not get caught, but you know who did it. You know, like, you know, he's probably a little bit more clean. And the assassin, you don't even know he's there. You don't even know he done it. You know what I'm saying? So each time you really want to develop, and I think at this fourth-year mark for me, I think I'm ready to be an assassin.
Keep it out. Keep going.
It's very much a
lion, Jerry's. Lion, assassin, hitman, and assassin are the same thing. Okay, and a killer, hitman, and assassin. They're all the same thing. At the end of the day, the same job is done. And a lion too. Their job is to kill. Their job is to just kill. And that's the thing.
You also tweeted something that you thought would disturb RJ Choppy, and we're hearing more and more and more about Micah Parsons not lining up to rush the passer every single down.
Yeah, we've got the audio clip of it. Do you want to hear it? Peyton, this will be clip 25. This is Micah talking about how Zimmer plans to use him.
I know y'all look at that like PFF stuff, but y'all going to see I'm moving around a lot. Like, I don't think there is a side. I think he's, you know, I got my own personnels and stuff. It's going to be exciting, I'm going to say that. You know, I think I'll probably play every single person. And I think this is the first year where I could be in a 2-eye. You know, I could be in a 3. I could be in a 4. I mean, it don't matter. Like, it could be a linebacker, be in a slot. you know, I could almost be the safety if you look at it that way. In
so,
some personnel.
How many different positions do you think you'll play someday?
I don't know. He got the packaging, but, you know, at the same time, it's all about calling a good game. You know, if we're giving up a lot on first down, it's going to be hard to get in those packages. If we're giving up, and, you know, they're winning in the marks of the field sticks, you know, all that stuff matters. But if we do what we do, I think I could play a lot of different positions.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me. I don't care.
It doesn't bother you to hear him say that Zimmer has packages ready for him to essentially play safety and slot?
Safeties can rush the passer. That's all I care about. Like
Adams package.
Yeah, I don't care where he lines up. He didn't have to line up just in one spot. Right? Now, I do like that because I am a man-to-man. I don't like trickery. I don't like strategy. I like, you know, my strength versus yours. That's what, you know, fastball. I feel like it's
toxic masculinity.
Yeah, strike people out with fastballs. Don't try to fool me on a curve.
So, Bobby, you and I were humongous fans of the Zimmer hire. Mm-hmm. How is all this resonating with you, and does it make sense?
It doesn't bug me. I like the idea of using him in a variety of different ways. Because as Zimmer explained this offseason when we had played the audio of him doing what is it? The Doomsday Podcast? How would you say that?
Doomsday. Now, Zimmer is on with us here. Werder and Mosley.
So as Zimmer explained there, he had said that, you know, I can't just rush Micah on a double-A gap blitz every single time because he's going to be the guy that gets hit by the center every single time. And so he's like, we got to drop him into coverage sometimes and change up where he's going to be. I like hearing that Micah saying, I think I'm going to go against every single guy on the offensive line at some point during the game. I will rush the tackles, the guards, the center. You're going to see me everywhere. And I think that using him in that variety is the best way to use him.
So that's Micah Parsons jumping out yesterday talking about being the assassin. And then just when I was ready to shut it down and watch the Rangers barely hang on to a win over the New York Yankees, Stephen A. Smith drops the hour plus interview with Jerry Jones. I thought it was really good. Interviews are just so much better when you sit down one-on-one. Stephen A., I thought, did a really nice job with his questions. Jerry was not kind of rambling all over the place, and I think we got a lot of good stuff from this, and y'all know that we'll make fun of audio clips when we deem it necessary. This is Jerry, and he wanted to let it be known that he's very sensitive, and all the stuff that we say and that fans say does get to him and bother him. Choose how much you want to believe that. But this is Jerry sounding genuinely surprised over all of our reactions to this Cowboys offseason.
Well, I feel a lot better than some of the critiques that maybe I'm getting more than they are, but I'm sensitive to them. Okay. But I'm frankly a little surprised. Mm. I'm surprised that it isn't more apparent to fans that we put an outstanding team together. Mm-hmm. I think the team is in better shape to roll than it was last year.
Really?
And I do.
Really? Yeah. I do. Now, he says that every single year. But
every year. He's the ultimate, I'm in the best shape of my life, only as the GM.
Exactly.
It's the best job I've ever done.
It sounds like they're sitting in the offices going, And they're reading over the reviews of the tweets and all the job that the PR has to relay what's being said about them. And they're like looking at each other confused and befuddled. Now, maybe they end up being right. But if they are wrong and we are as confident as we are, Choppy's probably the least confident in terms of still believing. You know, we all believe that they're a good football team. They're not good enough. But it surprises me that Jerry's surprised and that they may be sitting around looking at each other like, why are people angry? I don't get it. I don't understand.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
We didn't add anyone. We're threatening everyone with their jobs. That is our symbol. That is our signal, our virtue signal to the fan base that we're not going to put up with this, and we're going to put everyone on notice. And he sounded genuinely surprised over all the offseason criticism.
I think we talked about this throughout the offseason. I think Jerry and Steven, when they would talk, sounded like they were feeling it more than they had in years past, where they were feeling the heat from the fans and they had an understanding of it. I think now it's just Jerry is getting swept up in the season's about to begin, and he's puzzled. I think that's where he's puzzled, is that people aren't getting overwhelmed by the, yeah, I know it was a bad offseason, but man, football's here and I'm so excited about the team, is that they're not excited.
So Stephen A. he asked him a great question. He said, choose one of the three to describe your spending. Are you brilliant at spending? Are you frugal, or are you cheap? Choose one of the three words. And Jerry's like, that's a great question. And Stephen A. threw all the numbers that we see on Twitter and all the stats that were with the Arizona Cardinals and last in spending over the last year, 2 years, 3 years. Why have you been last in the spending category as the old oil tycoon?
I grew up being taught to have a big front door and a small back door. Get a lot in and let as little out as you can.
Right.
That was fundamental. What I would tell you is that if you look at any team in the NFL, over a period of time, we spend the same amount of cash. We do. We just defer it in different ways or at different times.
I mean, look, that's true, because the league has a rule, right? You get 95% of your cap over, what, 4-year stretch or whatever it is. So he's right. They just have a different philosophy on how to spend it. They spend it on their guys. They don't spend it on other on free agents. I happen to agree with that, because you're buying free agents. You're getting guys in that are not familiar with the area, with the team, with the system, and then you're getting them past their prime. The moment you hit free agency in the NFL, you're essentially almost already past your prime.
And Jerry went on to explain, and you know, he tells the same old stories over and over and over again, but he told the 55 Bronco story where he's flying on a private jet, he lands, there's this old dinky Bronco waiting to pick him up, and the pilot is like, whoa, this doesn't make sense. Where's your limo? Like, where's the fancy luxury car? And he's like, you can't have it all. Where we are now, we had the Russell Wilson window. I'm paraphrasing what he's trying to say. We had the Russell Wilson, Brock Purdy, rookie quarterback window. We didn't win the championship. Right. Now we're moving on to the window where we have to pay and reward all these young draft picks. And the formula for that has to be attached is young players who have to develop and have to grow from within versus going out and spending the money on free agents. That money has to be spent on our own stars that developed as draft picks.
Here's where the Cowboys,
which makes sense to me.
Yeah, but here's where the Cowboys consistently miss the point. And where I think what you were just saying, Chop, about the way the Cowboys approach it is a little off. There's a difference between building through free agency and participating. They don't participate. And you can't just not participate. I've referenced it before. There was about an 8-year stretch, 8 consecutive years, where every Super Bowl winner that year, the previous offseason, had handed out more guaranteed money to an outside free agent, one, than the Cowboys that same offseason gave to their entire outside free agent class. Other teams that are winning Super Bowls are doing it different than you are. You need to participate at some level.
But also, and maybe the Chiefs are a bad example because they've got him. But, I mean, the Cowboys never would have done the Tyreek Hill thing. Never.
Yeah, but I mean, because also they believe in retaining everybody.
Exactly. That's the thing. Like, you know, they would participate in free agency if they didn't also believe in just retaining everybody. Like, they are allergic to moving on from good players. Like, I mean high level players. They're allergic.
Yeah.
They don't, for some reason.
Like, Tyreek Hill never would have left here.
Exactly. Yeah, I just said, like, and I know you're talking to Peyton, but like, that's what I just said to Bobby. Like, Tyreek, they never would have done that deal. They would fundamentally not have believed in walking away from that. And Jerry, you know, like, when he says, like, you know, this is as good as I felt, I think every year Jerry does some form of this. Like, it's almost a protection. It's like, can't be me. My roster's great. It's got to be the coach.
Here's Jerry on signing the quarterback, which it really does sound like he wants to do, I believe.
Dak is a long-term decision for the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. I think Dak, one of his unique things is that he's going to be able to, his makeup, what he is, his skill levels, mm-hmm. what he is as a person and a quarterback will age well as you look at quarterback mm-hmm. age and viability. Mm-hmm. I think it will age well as he moves into the next 5 or 10 years of his life. I think he's the kind of quarterback that gets better and better. That we certainly know that time, oh Father Time, mm-hmm. that it makes a big difference as we get older. Mm-hmm. But quarterback is a place that experience can manifest itself and wins. Also, the hard times, the mistakes that have been made, if you've got the right kind of makeup, mm-hmm. That's a plus. Mm-hmm. You need rewarded for having gone through that because you, not Stephen A. I'm pointing to, I'm talking about Dak Prescott, you know how to use a hard time and turn it into an asset. He does that.
So that's Jerry talking about how Dak will mature and be good in maturing as a quarterback, and I would presume that would be a check in the keep Dak here category.
Yeah, when he talks about 5 to 10 years, and I saw a clip yesterday, I know it was an hour long talk, so I don't know if it's in here, but I saw a clip yesterday too where he made another reference to something about 5 years in the future with Dak. But, well, 5 years from now, I look at him and yada, yada, yada. That to me says the Diana Russini thing was wrong. Is that I think that they are looking, if they want to get him here, I think they want to get him here for it. It sounded almost like Jerry tipped his hand a little and was indicating, like, we'd like to get a 5-year window open with him here.
So that is part one of the Jerry sit down with Stephen A. Smith. Wyatt Langford strikes again, and how a Tinder date could get you fired from your job, just like this person who works in the NFC East. The crazy story out of the National Football League as opening night is here. Sean, RJ, and Bobby getting you ready for it on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.